Hi, Sean. How are you?
I'm very good as we stand here at Spice Rouge in Stephen and Joel Town High Street as well with Ollie Khan.
Hello, Ollie.
Hello. Nice meeting you.
And you. So what's going on tonight?
Well, you've come along for Audio Boo from Audio Boo Towers.
Yes.
To talk a little bit about the Guide Dogs Curry Night. And we've got quite an event on here, which as well we'll ask Ollie for some of the details. But basically it's in support of guide dogs. It's a fantastic night, not just in terms of fundraising, where we hope to do somewhere, you know, around £1,800, maybe a little bit more, let's see. But the notion that, frankly, the elephant in the room, Ollie would know this as well, is lots of places in Indian restaurants where guide dogs would not necessarily be welcome, despite the law saying otherwise. But fortunately, Ollie's a man of very good judgment. He appreciates where things are on it and supports, don't you, Ollie?
That's right, yes.
Okay. So you don't mind having dogs, obviously guide dogs in the restaurant?
Obviously, yeah, with the guide dogs, because the other people who need the help, who's the vulnerable people, they can't actually see properly, so they need the help of the guide dogs. So what they, how they're going to support this themselves. So with the guide dogs, they got the support. So we most welcome the guide dogs in here, and like they book in advance, and we no problem.
How wonderful. How wonderful.
Ollie's fantastic. Now, Ollie, I've known for some years, because it's not just the... If you're in Stevenage, by the way, and you're listening to this, you need to check this out, or you can go to the Surmile, which is up the road, and do the best takeaway you can imagine Indian-wise. And I'm not just saying it's got Ollie's here.
Oh, is that yours as well?
Yes. That's right, yes.
It is. Well, I've
the entrepreneur
started,
yeah. of the town.
Yeah, I've been in the Stevenage for the last 12 years, and first I opened my takeaway in 2000, and then... quite for the demand for the food, it's been widely going to the Stevenage, and people are getting liking my curry so much.
Really? So they all went to Ollie.
Yeah, because of that, I have opened this Spice Rose with my partners in about 3 years ago. So
it looks really lovely, actually. I can't wait to try the food.
Well, Dolores, I could tell you much more about it. However, I'm going to be saying some things on mic later. So rather than me telling you twice, we'll go on to that there. But you're going to be dining on lovely vegetable pakora starters, nice vegetable samosas, and they're really crispy. You can nice chicken wings, but of course, do you like hot food?
Yes, I do.
Not everything's hot, but you'll like the chicken naga masala, which is a hot dish, isn't it?
Okay.
What's happening for the spice eating contest, ladies? What are we doing, Ollie?
We're doing a spice contest, which is one of the spiciest and fresh chili in the world, which is called naga. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to wrap up the chicken with the naga pickles and fresh naga chilies, and we'll have a contest. Whoever can eat the most of it, we'll give them a plate. Whoever can finish the most of the plate...
Without drinking,
he'll be the winner, and we'll present him with a big, large onion bhaji.
I'm going to take a guess, by the way. I'm going to preempt. I think the winner's going to be a chap called Will, who's a very friend of mine, but he is the spice monster. No chili's ever beaten him. If anybody reckons they're hard enough, he's the man to beat.
Right, then we'll watch out for that. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.